This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back, everyone. Nearly 800 guests are expected to attend the opening ceremony when the U.S. Embassy in Israel is officially relocated to Jerusalem tomorrow. The embassy is moving from Tel Aviv after President Trump made the decision earlier this year to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Joining us again from Jerusalem live, pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, and Fox News contributor Robert Jeffress, who's giving the opening prayer at the embassy tomorrow. Earlier, you gave us such a good sense of the meaning and the significance of all this. I'd love you just to talk us through what's going to happen tomorrow, what you're planning to say, how's it going to shape up?
Yeah. Well, in my prayer, Steve, I'm first of all going to thank God for his faithfulness to Israel. You know, Israel is the only nation in history that God has promised will never be destroyed, and he's fulfilled that promise. Secondly, I'm going to thank God for the great leaders we have in Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and President Trump, not just for America. He has become a world leader for peace. And then finally, I'm going to be praying for peace in Jerusalem. We ought to be working toward peace. But Steve, this is why this is so important. The moving of this embassy symbolizes that we recognize a historical truth for 3,000 years, and that is Jerusalem is the legitimate capital of Israel. And if that's true, it blows apart the myth perpetrated by the left that the Israelis, the Jewish people, came in and stole this land from the Palestinians 70 years ago. You know, Netanyahu said last night, peace can never be built on a lie. Peace has to be built on truth. And the truth is, the Jewish people have occupied this land for thousands of years. And Jerusalem is their capital. And that is the starting place, not the ending place, but it's the starting place for a true peace process.
I think it's such a significant day for so many people. I really appreciate yes. that you're able to join us tonight, and all the best with everything tomorrow.
Well, Jay, what an opportunity and a blessing for Pastor Robert Jeffress and for all of us and what he speaks of here in appreciating the Bible. And as we were talking with Rick Richman earlier, is that, you know, you still have the diversity of viewpoint and faith in Israel today. I mean, I'm a bit naive by my own admission. When he went there, you go, wow, this is the Holy Land. You know, isn't everybody holy, or at least striving to be? But there is a secular mindset that is quite evident there in Israel. And that kind of hit me, you know, right between the eyes very clearly. But, you know, as I was, you know, discussing with Rick, is that you have a nation that, like no other nation that I know of historically, that you can cite one miracle after another. I mean, it is just so clear that God's hand is upon Israel. And here it is, even today, on this day that we're celebrating its 70th anniversary of its refounding, its rebirth. Absolutely incredible. And as Pastor Jeffers says in encouraging us to pray, that's what the Bible tells us to, you know, pray for the peace of Israel. And appreciate what that means. Jonathan Kahn, boy, shared with me in one of our discussions about peace and what, you know, from the Jewish tradition, what peace meant. And what the prayer of peace is, shalom, is the total embodiment of, you know, I guess in a sense, perfection, where everything has rhyme and reason and comes together. You know, we think of peace in all kinds of different ways, and you know that there's no wars and that, but the peace is, you know, God's peace upon a nation, upon a people, is that things are settled, that you're in your rightful position, that you're doing and operating in the most efficient of ways, to where there's no waste, no regret, just love and harmony. Can you imagine? I mean, this is what I love about the Jewish tradition and about Hebrew, is that there is so much to the language, but and it's hard to translate here in America. And unless you appreciate the culture and what it means, you know, even a simple word like peace, you know, what God would want for us, the totality of our humanity operating in absolute perfection and harmony with Him in love and consideration for all. Is that awesome? I love it.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we'll remind you again for more information on the show. Great information there, by the way. Absolutely free. It's our gift to you. You can download previous shows and interviews to your heart's delight, reference the books and authors that we are honored to interview. It is all right there. As I say, we're givers and we love to share with you. So enjoy and pass it along by all means. Lauren Kitchen Stewart joins us now. Always an honor to be talking with Lolo. Of course, national TV, radio personality, college professor, speaker. I mean, you do it all. I mean, you are the ultimate Mother's Day gift in one big package, aren't you?
I don't know what my family would have to say about that.
Oh, come on.
Be like, oh, my word. She's like a plate of spaghetti. She's all over the place. My husband told me yesterday, he was like, honey, you're the glue that holds us together. And I'm like, I'll take that as a compliment.
Hey, and you should. I mean, for all that you do and all that moms do, you know, for us, you know, for both you and I, our moms are gone, forever remembered. And, it was a real, you know, special time to remember. And this is my first Mother's Day without my mom. And I know that when you had gone through and experienced that and we discussed it, but there's just something about moms. I mean, you know, what a blessing, you know, that God has given us with our mothers, huh?
I wrote a big dedication to my mother yesterday on Facebook, and it was so long. I don't know that many people took time to read it because I really just kind of threw out there who she was so people would understand the nuances of my mom. But she passed away 13 years ago, and I started it by saying, sometimes I wonder if she was ever here, but then I dream about her, and then I'll feel like I just saw her yesterday. But it's the weird thing when someone passes away, even if they're a Christian, even if you know they're not that far away and you're going to see them again, it seems like they're far, and it seems like that you haven't seen them in a long time. That's kind of what I deal with, especially because my mother's been gone for so long. But it still gets me every Mother's Day, and I remember vividly my very first Mother's Day with her not so close. I was in, like, a drugstore, you know, getting some things, and they had all the Mother's Day cards. It was Mother's Day, and it just made me so sad. Yeah, your life is never the same without your mom, and I just think, man, how much better things would be, you know, with me in my life if she was here. So it's definitely something that it changes your life forever, because most moms, not all moms, but most, they're always there for you no matter what you're going through. You always feel like you have a place at the table. You always feel like they're home no matter what age you are, and they're like, I'm here, come home anytime, call me anytime. And you don't really have that anymore.
Exactly. But that's the thing for me, I got to tell you, that's crazy, Lauren. I can't even tell you how many times I reach for the phone and my instinct is to call my mom. I catch myself.
Change.
I mean, it's like, oh man, I mean, that is just, you know, it's just observation. You know, it's like one of those things you go, well, that's interesting, you know, and of course it tugs at your heart because you realize that she's not going to pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's devastating. But once in a while, even though it's been 13 years for me, I'll still go, oh, I need to call mom. And it's rare because it's been so long. And so that still happens all these years later. Mm. And the amazing thing about being a Christian and knowing that we're going to have eternity together with those that we love, that love Jesus, is that you have to stop and just say this parting is not forever. Even
though it seems like
it's been so long, even though they seem so far away, then when we see them again, it will be like no time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
All those years that we had without them will be gone, and it'll be, you know, just like when you run into a friend you haven't seen him forever, and you catch up, and you're like, oh my word, I feel like I just saw you yesterday. It'll be like that.
Exactly. Well, all I got to say is I'm going to freak out if I do happen to follow through with a phone call. Jesus answers and says, hang on just a second, she's right here.
Well, the way the world's going this day and age, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I was talking to my husband last night, and I said, you know, even back in the day, in biblical days, they thought Jesus was coming back. And he said, you know, Paul thought Jesus was coming back soon, but I don't feel like he'll tarry much longer. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of how I feel. So,
well, I think when we deal with all this contention and the cultural disruption, how far we're missing the mark. It's like we need, you know, we need Jesus back in order to bring perspective here, because meanwhile, the creation is real wacky right now. It's disturbing. I mean, you know, I spoke with George Barna, and he did another study, and I mean, the way the church is being infiltrated, you know, with pornography, the acceptance of abortion, you know, we're not talking, you know, 10% going to 20%. I mean, we're talking over 50% of the church itself accepting things that are so ungodly. And you go, okay, what voice is going to come out and clear this up? You know, to where people, because, you know, as we were just talking a moment ago, I had a neat conversation with Jonathan Kahn of Harbinger and, of course, his new book, The Paradigm Fame. And we were talking about peace. And I love Jewish culture, because only Jews can say peace. And what that means is like, but I mean, only they can say it. But I mean, it's like to really appreciate the meaning of what Shalom means, it's like there's paragraphs. I mean, there's volumes just on peace. You know, we hear peace in the American culture, you know, peace, and you think, okay, you know, it's like we're not at war, that kind of deal. But God's declaration of peace over his creation is everything in perfect harmony. The fulfillment of your humanity, the complete liberty. I mean, it just goes on and on. No regrets. Everything just humming along, no waste, just in perfect order. And this is the God that created us. And this is why he grieves at the disruption and the lack of peace that we have here in our world. And not so much even our country, but throughout the world, this disruption it's heartbreaking to the Father that he looks down on his creation and says, wow, you know, it could be different. And of course,
well,
it will be.
There is a decline.
Yes.
You know, there is a decline. If you look back to when we were children, you look back to when our parents were children, you look back to when our grandparents were children. I mean, it's baffling.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about wacky. I mean, you see there has been a decline. It's not the same. Even though things have always been in a fallen world state, things have gotten worse. And that's why you end up saying, Father, in the midst of clinging to your peace, I have to know, based on what I'm seeing with my human eyes, that you are going to return soon. That's
right.
The way I look at it.
Well, and you look at God's hand even still, you know, as we were talking with Rick Richmond a moment ago, about the miracles in Israel. And here we are celebrating the rebirth, so to speak, of a nation. And who but God could create or recreate a nation in one day? And here we are, we're celebrating on the 70th anniversary, the rebirth of Israel. It's an incredible time, and I am so elated that President Trump has moved our embassy to Jerusalem, where it belongs. We've got more from Lauren after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
Oh, I pray.
Dukakis, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Lolo continues, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lauren, you know, with the 70th anniversary of Israel's birth, the Palestinians said, hey, look, at we're not happy about this, and we're coming, and here they are storming the Gaza fence. They're calling it the bloodiest Monday since 2014. At least 41 Palestinians now are dead. We look for that body count to continue to increase, along with 900 wounded, as rioters set fires. They're hurling pipe bombs over this embassy move, and all this being reported by Fox News this morning.
Yeah, it's devastating. You know, I think we're to the point, and you and I talked about this before the break, so much is going on in our nation that I feel like as people, we're not surprised anymore, mm-hmm. you know, by these things that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we expect it with the day and the age that we're living in. Mm-hmm. You know, you know what I'm saying? It's not like we're shocked anymore. We see these things and we're like, that's par for the course, because mm-hmm. so many things are happening we never thought we would see in our lifetime. So I feel like people are just kind of numb to it all, don't you?
I maybe to a degree, but it's also one to where, you know, I think it's interesting that right now, at this point in our lifetime, that all this is being exposed, that Donald Trump is being used by God to pull back yeah. the veil on these things. And so there's no denying. It's like, all right, let's find out who the good guys are, who the bad guys are. You know, I mean, we've been, you know, lied to. You get people putting their fingers on the scale over, you know, elections, you know, all this misinformation, fake news that's about. And, you know, this is no big surprise, Lauren. The Bible warns us that there will be a time when mm-hmm. people are going to and fro, you know, in search of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I sense this, that people are, you know, they want to know the truth. And this is why we do the radio show the way we do, and the pursuit of truth, to bring experts on. And we're grateful. I got to tell you, I am so grateful that we're as independent as we are. And, you know, you've been around the radio business for years as I have. You know, how many radio stations would allow you to be able to have a free flow of communication, not be restricted? I mean, gosh, I remember the days you'd have program directors either with a big phone, you know, a big red phone, and I have a big red light that would light up the control room and say, well, you know, and you can't say that, you know, and restrict and
you were censored.
Yeah, censor your speech and your guests and that sort of thing, but not here. And we're grateful for this opportunity, because the fact of the matter is the culture is bombarded with lots of fake news. And you wonder, you go, whoa, is it that diabolical? I mean, I think that in some sense, you know, there's a lot of conversation about, you know, Putin and the Russians and how they've been toying in American politics. And it hasn't been in recent time. I mean, this has been going on forever. And, oh, yeah, America does the same thing. But out of all this activity, the opportunity is for us to discern, you know, what is real and what isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes some work, right?
It does, and it takes a lot of prayer. And you see a lot of spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you all use that term that often, you know, in your everyday life at home, but we do. Mm-hmm. And you see that something's going on that's greater. And the wonderful thing about social media, even though it can really be a drawback, is we are so much more aware of things around us that we weren't years ago. And exactly. The reason I'm saying that spiritual warfare, you can see it happening, is, for example, if you have conversations with people about President Trump, about Israel, and they are so nasty about it, you're like, how can you not admit that this is something that is a blessing for us? But you can, and you know what's baffling to me is, when you're a Christian, you have to live by the word of God. So how can, I guess you can get into translation, you know, and that's where the argument comes from. But how can you say this is okay? This is not okay. If it's in the word of God, it's written out, it's spelled out, it's plain as it can be. I end up having these conversations with people that I'm like, you almost have to walk away. But you're starting to see that people believe one way or another. So the point I'm making is, I don't know if you all have been in this situation, but I had somebody the other day that brought up Trump to me, and I said, I think he's really doing a great job. I mean, if you look at the facts, I'm not talking about my opinion, Bill. I'm talking about the facts of our economy, the facts of our foreign relationships, the facts that they're trying to deal with unjust things that have happened in our government. It's there. And
the return to the rule of law.
Yes, but they didn't want to talk about it. They were like, so I was like, okay, I'm not talking about something that I'm just pulling out of the air because of my heart, my feelings, my perspective. I'm saying this is fact of what's happened, and they did not want to hear it.
Right.
And that's when you know there's spiritual warfare, when you can look at things as fact and people still don't want to admit it and they still don't want to see it. And you're seeing a division like never before.
Mm.
We've never been this divided. And it almost, I'm hesitant to say this, and I don't know if you all will agree, but it seems like it's almost coming down to people that follow the Word of God and believe it to be the truth or not.
Mm. Well, I've heard the comparison before of that, we've never been this divided. But, we went through the Civil War. I mean, and of course, that wasn't in our lifetime. We read about it in the history books. But if you were there, you probably thought, oh, my goodness, barring Jesus coming, everybody's going to kill themselves. This is insane. But, you've got to know what you're going to take a stand on. Is your chin fixed on what it is that you believe in, as the Bible says, or are you going to be wishy-washy? And this is what it's coming down to, is I think the question's being called, and in a sense, we're dividing the goat from the sheep here, because even in the church, according to George Barna in his recent study, Lauren, to your point, the acceptance of things that are ungodly and unholy is unbelievable. I mean, we're not talking, the church has this.
We're not talking gray areas.
Yeah, and we're not talking the church is, it's about 10% of the church believes that pornography is okay. We're talking over 50%, Lauren. We're talking over 50% of the church is accepting of abortions. We're talking over 50% of the church accepting that it's okay for young girls to go out and get pregnant before being married. All this stuff, I mean, it's like, what? What is going on here? I mean, these are huge numbers that are taking place. And you go, okay, do you not realize that your children are going to pay a price? I was speaking with an attorney last night, having the conversation. She does a lot with, family court systems and courts. And she goes, Bill, I can't even tell you how many underage girls, I mean, 17-year-old girls that I deal with who have had babies, and the mom looks at it and goes, isn't that cute? She goes, no, that's not cute. Because what is the forecast? What's the trajectory of that child who is born into a single mother household? And it's not like we're just only dealing with a small percentage. I mean, the percentage is humongous. And particularly in certain demographics, I mean, it's off the scale. So what are we reproducing in our culture? Are we giving, that child, that 17-year-old that made a mistake and had a child out of wedlock, that's going to be tough for her to get her feet back on the ground, to get educated, to have much of a future. I mean, the odds against her are humongous. But the thing is, you look back and you look forward and you say, but what about that child? What is the future for that child? What are the odds of that child reproducing what the mother has done? And we have, generational welfare recipients and people that have been, basically debilitated by well-thinking government officials that have provided a disservice. But anyway, it's absolutely tragic.
To you this day.
Yep, exactly.
As
that's
me
right.
In my house, I will serve the Lord. That's
amen.
What I'm down to.
Well, we got to leave it there. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, thank you, Lolo. Appreciate it.
Love you guys.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, local businesses strengthen our communities and create more than 60% of new jobs. You may have heard that before. But the question is, how can businesses easily find and attract the right kinds of applicants? And how can applicants ensure they're putting their best foot forward to get the best job for them? Well, we have Facebook spokesperson Francesca de Casale Covey that can provide advice to job seekers as well as tips for small businesses looking to hire. You already go to Facebook to connect with friends and family. So now Francesca can tell us how to find your next job using Facebook and control your personal information every step of the way. Francesca, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, great to have you here to help us understand how Facebook continues to help us in so many ways. But let's talk about the importance of our online presence when looking for a job.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here this morning to tell you more about Facebook's new jobs tool that allows users and people to connect with local businesses to find the job. It's really, really important for your online presence to be what you want it to be and to be a story of who you are, especially when you're looking for a job. Mm-hmm. We already know that people post about their aspirations and talents on Facebook, and we know that people are looking for jobs. In fact, 1 in 4 people in the U.S. is either searching for a job or has found a job using Facebook. So when I think about your online presence, I really think about making it the story that you want reflected, that you want told about who you are.
Exactly. Well, and here it is. You're controlling that story, right?
We are definitely wanting to make sure that the control of that story is in the hands of people It's in the hands of the user so that they have the ability to share information with their audiences that they want to share it with in ways that they want to share it.
Exactly. And that, you know, they make sure that their public online presence doesn't sacrifice privacy. Facebook has made sure that there are options there that they can take advantage of to control the privacy issue of the story they're putting out, right?
That's exactly right, Bill. We're really focused on making sure that the control is in the user's hands and that we're creating really easy ways for people to understand what information they're sharing to whom. So who is the audience that's receiving that information? One new tool that I think is really interesting is a tool called View As. It allows you to see the information that you're sharing publicly and the information that you're sharing privately. And so this puts you sort of in an outside seat looking into your Facebook profile.
Oh, that's great. So it gives, kind of, in a sense, gives you a dashboard perspective of what you're about to put out there, right?
Exactly. And we walk you through it as well. So in the Facebook, especially in Facebook jobs, throughout the journey as you're applying for jobs, we provide tips and tricks for how you can make sure to have control of that privacy.
Well, I'll tell you, the timing of this, Francesca, is excellent because we see what's happening now in the job market. You know, and I still hear, especially at the higher level where the skills are being, you know, sought after by businesses, this is a great way to be able to communicate this because, you know, no doubt we're getting into that next tier where we need, you know, people that have a higher skill set. And it's a matter of being able to communicate that to their potential jobs, right?
I think that's exactly right. It really gives you another vehicle to be telling your story about who you are and what it is that you're looking to do. I think about it as sort of your CV, your resume online, and really thinking about your public profile as a way that you can communicate that to potential job seekers.
Well, let's talk about some of the tips for creating an online persona that's appealing to hiring managers. What do you recommend?
That you tell your story, make it personal and authentic. I definitely recommend that you keep the private stuff private. So ensure that what you want to share with a hiring manager is information that's relevant to the job and to the information that they're looking at. Make your profile something that's engaging and that really tells a story about why you want the job. So sharing articles that you can share publicly or sharing more information about your work history or experience that could be that could really set you apart as the hiring manager is looking at all the resumes. And then, again, use that feature, the View As feature. Have an understanding of what it is that they're seeing and an understanding of the information that they're receiving from you.
Exactly. Well, as an adjunct professor, Francesca, I used to tell my kids that they wanted to make sure that the online presence, what they were presenting, was appealing to the, you know, to the prospect, the prospective business, and that it, you know, there's one thing to have a personal Facebook presence, you know, that's fun and that, but you really need to monitor the professional level. And, you know, we've come a long way. And, you know, early on, Facebook was so much fun and kids, admittedly, were a little bit reckless out there. And the story they put out there was not necessarily advantageous for them. I mean, it was to the point that HRs were saying, hey, let me see your Facebook. And some of the kids were a bit embarrassed at what they showed on their Facebook presence. So we've learned a lot, and so we should take advantage of that experience and so that we present a better story, right?
I think that's right. We, you know, at Facebook, we've learned a lot as well, and we really want to make sure that privacy and the information that you share is in the hands of the users. And most users, when they have the ability to understand the information that they're sharing with whom they're sharing it, make really smart decisions, really informed decisions about how they present themselves.
Exactly. Well, we've talked about, you know, appealing to managers, but the vehicle that Facebook offers is also great for businesses and so that they can present their stories. Explain how they're working on their image.
Great question, because so much of the time we think about the users, but we also need to think about the businesses. Businesses should also be telling their story. They have a really important story to tell. They're the backbone of our economy, the the engine of our economy. So I would recommend that you tell that story, that you fill out all the information on your page, make sure that it has the details that people are looking at. The basic information is really important, so who you are, your hours of operation, what you focus on. And then when people engage with the business, I always recommend that you respond promptly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, I used to tell the kids as well, getting back to, you know, my my college days, is that hiring is a two-way street. And that's what you're proving here with Facebook, is that it goes both ways.
We are seeing small businesses use the platform in really great and innovative ways. So we know we have more than 80 million small businesses on the platform, and we have 1.6 billion people who are connected with them. So we really want to create these great tools for small businesses to hire the best person.
Well, businesses love actionable steps. You know, tell me, what's the best way that I need to be able to attract job seekers, the better job seekers? So what actionable steps do you have for them?
I have five actionable steps, which I think are really going to help. So the first one is to use a well-thought-out job description. So really think about what it is that you're saying and make sure that it's engaging content. Make your post appealing. So try using images or videos to really visualize what it is that you're seeking. Fill in the specifics. So just like with the page, making sure that people have all the details about what this job is. So the time commitment, is it part-time, full-time, the salary? Use additional questions to engage candidates. So we have a pretty basic application format, but you can always add additional questions to ask them things that you think are going to be really important for your company. And then again, just respond promptly. That response time is really helpful in ensuring that the person stays engaged.
Exactly. Francesca De Casadacovi has worked in various roles of increasing responsibility at Facebook, focused on building and scaling new business opportunities that drive economic opportunity, currently heads Jobs and Services Partnership, leading Facebook's cross-platform strategy to reach local businesses through innovative new products and programs developed for small businesses. Francesca, this has been awesome. Where can people go for more information?
So people can go to facebook.com/jobs for all of this information.
Francesca, thank you so much. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
This report is brought to you by Allstate. According to the Digital Safety Survey conducted by Allstate, nearly half, 47%, of respondents reported their personal data had been compromised online. Yet, despite this staggering number, many consumers are still surprised to learn that whenever you do something online, it leaves a trail of your personal data or a digital footprint. Katie Linendahl, Emmy Award-winning TV personality, writer, and technology expert.
95% of Americans feel protecting their personal identity information online is just as important as protecting other personal and physical assets like a home or a car. But we also discovered that one-third don't understand their digital footprint and how all their online data can contribute to a personal data breach or compromise, making it obviously very difficult for them to protect it. So Allstate wants to help consumers educate themselves on how to protect themselves and their families online against all the common data privacy problems and concerns, including social sharing, location services, and online shopping and banking.
For more information, visit HiddenWorldOfData.com.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I thought you'd appreciate that 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Even hanging on your prepositions. I mean, Bob Walaszewski, we should be so blessed, right?
It sounds like the man of the hour.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, I've been, I text you because I was sincerely concerned about your daughter. Your daughter there is on the big island of Hawaii. My daughter is in Maui, and of course I get bombarded with all kinds of questions. Yeah. So while
is
I have you here.
Okay? Is your daughter okay?
Yeah, right, exactly. How's she doing? I mean, because we were planning on going to the Big Island here in about 5 months, taking a care package to your daughter. I hope you didn't tell her it was, you know, and ruin the surprise here, but we may be delayed now. Go ahead.
Interestingly enough, she actually is on vacation and has been, missed the 6.9 earthquake.
Oh, wow.
Missed the one that on that same day there was a 5.5, and I think they said hundreds of little ones, you know, that just, you know, show up and whatever. So she got to go to Korea. She's currently in China, and then she's going to spend a few days in Thailand and come home. So it looks like she's missed most of the major action. However, the action over there is definitely been tumultuous for those who have built. I don't know what the current count is. I believe over 30 homes, maybe.
Is it over 30? I knew it was over 20. So it could very well be there that have been destroyed from the lava. It's incredible. I mean,
you
watch that. It's like when we were kids growing up, it was called the Blob, and how the Blob would go over and take over communities and stuff. And this is like the Blob, but man,
the hot Blob.
Yeah, hot Blob. Yeah. Exactly. So
anyway, my daughter lives probably the way the crow flies, I'm guessing 80 miles from that action. But I'm sure the 6.9 was felt at her house. But again, she wasn't there.
Right.
Well, I've been over there and felt I think it was like a 4.5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was one morning. It was like I was up early having my devotional time, and it was like, whoa, something, you know. And then sure enough, the paper mentioned it. Several other people that I talked to said, yeah, I felt it too. So
exactly. Yeah. Well, definitely worthy of our prayers, the people there. I mean, the families, it's heartbreaking to see what they're going through. And, you know, the family homes have been, you know, forever, and volcano is acting up, and, you know, we don't know what's going to, you know, what's going to happen. But if it blows its top, it's going to be quite devastating, because even our daughter in Maui, they're already starting to feel, you know, some effects in the environment. But, you know, talking down the road, you know, potential for acid rain and all that kind of stuff coming in.
Well, in the air to breathe, I mean, high in sulfur dioxide, and they call it VOG on a good day, you know.
Right.
So volcanic fog.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of makes them, anyhow.
Well, our prayers go out to the residents of the, you know, the Big Island there, and, you know, pray that, you know, God's hedge of protection would be about them. That this volcano would calm down, you know, and, you know, it's, I mean, obviously it's acting up for a reason. I mean, and the truth be known, that's what created the Hawaiian Islands, where it was volcanic activity, right?
And there is another volcano or island being created even as we speak, and has been going on for years and years and years. And I think it's something like a half a mile below the ocean, but every day it gets added and added. Maybe not in our lifetime, but if the Lord tarries, maybe our grandkids will actually see a new Hawaiian island pop the surface. So,
yeah, all the timeshare marketers are already claiming territory on that one, right?
Somebody's even got a name for it, probably already.
Yeah, without a doubt. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, is with us, and of course, he heads the PluggedIn.com. Segment as well, which I often hear people brag about, and it is their go-to source when it comes to family-friendly movies. When a movie comes out, check it out, check out the reviews and everything. And today we're going to talk about what Life of the Party and Breaking In.
Yeah, probably go 1, 2, 3. Just mention again, it's no surprise that Avengers Infinity War, 3 weeks in a row, made another $61 million, $550 million domestically. It opened in China this past weekend. I haven't gotten those numbers, but I'm sure they were huge. First, the quickest film to reach $1 billion in history. That said, no one told me that it was basically part one of, could be a part two, a part three. We don't know. We don't have any more parts. So I was a little disappointed, but I know that with that kind of money, there was a lot of fanboys.
Yeah, how do you reject that kind of stuff? And of course,
you know,
before too long, Bob, we're going to have you know, North Korean money. There'll be theaters all over North Korea, you know, and so then what will happen? I mean, all these movies will be coming out, and a billion will be yesterday's million, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Life of the Party was where there's two new movies that Hollywood gave us last weekend. Life of the Party, Breaking In, you've already mentioned them. Mm-hmm. They're both PG-13, so they're just, you know, the big neon billboard of the movie industry is blinking, you know, saying, come to see us, we are family friendly, we're a PG-13. And so we'll talk about that in just a second, a little bit of what it's about. Life of the Party is a Melissa McCarthy comedy. We are introduced to her when she and her husband are dropping their daughter off for her senior year at a local college. And as they pull away and mom's sad, dad turns to her and says, "Hey, I want a divorce." McCarthy's character named Deanna handles it maturely, but of course she's devastated. It's rocked her world. What does she do next? How does she tell her daughter? And then she decides, you know, I never did finish my college degree, and she went to the same school she just dropped her daughter off at. What if I go back to school and get my degree? What could go wrong there? The first 30 minutes of this movie, Bill, I liked. I liked the mother-daughter interaction. I like their chemistry. I like the way they care for each other. Even the divorce, when she just handles it maturely for the first 30 minutes. Then it becomes an Animal House-esque frat boy party movie with lots of drunkenness, drug use, girls in a cat fight. Melissa McCarthy's character carrying on in a nasty way with a 20-something college guy, you know, in public, and it's like, oh, come on, you know. It just went south so quickly. So disappointed in this film, because it's for a while I was watching it, thought, I think I'm going to like this film.
Yes,
and
right.
And then all of a sudden, the, you know, the volcano, if you will, opened up, and the volcano was pretty. Anyways, we gave it a 2. And so I was disappointed that it came in at number two because it didn't deserve it.
Right. Well, had a chance to be free and growing, but decided after 30 minutes to, you know, reside in the two area.
Yeah, exactly. The other film, Breaking In, I like about 10 times better than Life of the Party. Mm-hmm. Both of these films came out because of it being Mother's Day weekend. Life of the Party, of course, is a mother and her daughter going to college together and all that. And everybody thought, well,
kind of Rodney Dangerfield revisited here, you know. So.
Take mom for to go see that. Well, the other one, is about a mom and her two kids, facing the untimely death of her dad. He's a very wealthy man. She drives to his fortress of a home to clean out his stuff and try to figure out what to do next. Her kids, she finds out there's four bad guys in the home. They quickly kidnap her kids. She escapes, and then she's trying to figure out what to do. It's kind of Mama Bear and her two cubs.
Uh-huh.
Two cubs just got kidnapped, and Mama Bear is mad, and she's
not
going
happy.
After the bad guys.
Right.
And I kind of like that film. It's a survival film. How in the world can she make it? How can she survive? Except that we gave this one a two as well, Bill. Now, that goes to show that not all twos from Plugged In are the same, because Life of the Party got a two, but it was mainly because of sensuality and drunkenness. This one gets a two mainly for violence. And I would say there's two scenes that I think should have given it an R rating. But the MPAA is a fickle group, and they're bound to do what they would do without a whole lot of common sense sometimes. And these two scenes that I'm thinking about are pretty over the top. And plus, there's a lot of other violence, too, is in the PG-13 realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was kind of, there was one big plot hole, and I don't think I'm spoiling it to say, I just kept wondering, why didn't she just go to a neighbor and call the police?
Right.
But she tries to do everything by herself. That was a big plot hole for me. Anyhow, much better film, gets the same rating, lots of violence, but Breaking In was a much better film than Life of the Party, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to ask you about Tully. I think we touched on it a little bit, but I wanted to get your review on Tully as well, because we got a couple extra minutes.
If Tully had... It wouldn't have taken much at all to make Tully a PG-13. As it turns out, it's an R. There's 20 F-bombs. There's two misuses of our Savior's name. There's some frontal nudity that marred this film. But its heart is absolutely in the right place. Here's a mom pregnant when we meet her in the opening scene. She's got two kids, one with some learning disabilities, and then when she has her baby, she's like so many moms. I mean, she's pressured, she's waking up in the middle of the night to nurse, and she's not getting enough sleep, and her husband loves her, but he doesn't know what to do to help, and her kids aren't doing much, and she's pretty frustrated, and life is keeping going on, and then her rich brother offers a night nanny to come and help her. And that means a nanny that just shows up at night to take care of her baby so she can get some sleep. But this just begins what turns out to be an adventure. I'll just say that. So I'll put it, here's a movie with its heart right, but unfortunately didn't deliver from a family perspective.
Unfortunate. Bob Olszewski, Focus on the Families, Director of Media and Culture, and PluggedIn.com. That's where you can go and be in the flow of the note. Robert, appreciate it. Glad the daughter unit is doing well, and God's blessing upon her.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer.